Life jacket use by Wyoming boaters this summer seems to be slipping a bit. Some reminders next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. Boating season is already into July, and the Wyoming Game and Fish Department and Wyoming State Parks reminds all boaters, from motorized to paddlers, to be prepared and be sure watercraft are outfitted with the required safety equipment. Aaron Kerr, Game and Fish Law Enforcement Supervisor, says, "We can't emphasize enough how important it is to have a life jacket for all of the passengers on your watercraft. It's the law, and life jackets are proven to save lives." Kerr says that means you need a life jacket aboard all watercraft, including kayaks, canoes, even stand-up paddle boards. Boaters are required to have a life jacket available for each individual on board. Life jackets must be properly sized, U.S. Coast Guard approved, and in good condition. They cannot be waterlogged, torn, or have straps broken or missing. Life jackets also need to be readily accessible to the passengers on board. Children 12 years old and under are required to wear a life jacket while the boat is underway unless they're inside an enclosed cabin. Anyone being towed by a boat, wake surfing, or riding on a personal watercraft such as a jet ski is required to wear a life jacket as well. U.S. Coast Guard statistics show drowning was the reported cause of death in 75% of boating fatalities in 2023. 87% of those who drowned were not wearing life jackets. Other requirements: a minimum of one U.S. Coast Guard throwable flotation device, which includes ring buoys and float cushions, aboard boats 16 feet and longer that are motorized. A proper fire extinguisher on any boat that has an inboard engine, permanently installed fuel tank, closed living space, double bottoms not sealed to the hull, or compartments that store fuel tanks or other combustible materials. Multiple extinguishers may be needed depending on the size of the boat. All operators must be at least 16 years old, obey any buoys or markers in the water, and avoid reckless or careless operation. Additionally, boating under the influence of alcohol and/or drugs is illegal. Alcohol use is the leading known contributing factor in fatal boating accidents. That's according to the U.S. Coast Guard. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman, a program by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.